Monster Man, Episode 292, Fundamental and Gargoyle, comma Iron. Hello and welcome to Monster Man, a show about monsters because monsters are great. I'm James Holloway, and I'm reading my way through the gaming books of yesteryear. And as I do, I'm talking about the monsters that I find in them. Their history, their mythology, their ecology, their imagery, and how to use them in games. In today's episode, we're continuing our journey through Creature Catalog, the 1986 supplement for Basic Dungeons & Dragons. We're going to be looking at two more monsters in the Conjurations section. Just as a reminder, these are creatures that are summoned from other planes, or creatures that are created by whatever means. And we're going to look at one of each today. Essentially, they are creatures that are not a part of the ecosystem, whether real or fantastic, of the fantasy world. Like many monsters in Creature Catalog, the first of today's entries is from a previously published scenario, and that is X8, Drums on Fire Mountain. I'm not going to always catch when this is the case, so if I don't talk about the scenario a creature came from, or in almost every case, I won't have read or played these scenarios. So if you know about the context in which the monster originally appeared, I'd love to hear about it. These ones are fundamentals. Well, fundamentals basically is little itty bitty baby elementals. They don't do much damage. They don't have many hit dice. And they just kind of, they're sort of bat winged. They're almost like little blobs of elemental energy with wings. It's sort of weird that you have to imagine that like a blob of air or fire has wings in order to allow it to fly. Like, that seems like the least strange thing about the whole concept. But anyhow, they're basically hangers-on or nuisance monsters or, like, challenges for lower-level adventurers that you might find in elemental-themed locations. I assume the Fire Mountain in X8 Drums on Fire Mountain. Or they also sometimes appear as the retinue of other more powerful elementals. So, you know, basically, whenever there is an opening to an elemental plane, fundamentals might just kind of slip through. And presumably because they're, you know, smaller, weaker elementals, it doesn't have to be a very large opening to that other plane in order for it to work. These guys are fine. They're basically little low-level utility monsters with more of an elemental theme. You know, if you want to have some elemental stuff in your scenario, and you want to have some not very dangerous monsters, and you don't want to have your adventuring party fighting bats, you want something that ties in a bit more to what your scenario is about, then you use some fundamentals. One of the things that we are definitely seeing, you know, with this and the Desert Ghost, and one of the things that we saw a lot in Monster Manual 2 as well, and in some of the other ones, is this desire to sort of fill in the steps in the elemental hierarchy. This is actually true in a lot of versions of Dungeons & Dragons. In 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons, for example, player characters can learn a spell once they get to a certain level that allows them to summon or conjure elementals. And yet, probably the most common type of elemental that they will want to conjure does not have stats in the Monster Manual. There's no elemental that weak. Now that, you know, may since have been released, I don't know. But at the time that I was running my game, I had to, you know, come up with an alternative lower HD elemental. And I mean, that's no problem. And I think that that's probably why it's not in the book, because it's not hard to extrapolate from the published stats. But also, I think that elemental as a theme is something that people running a lot of different types of scenario would be interested in using. There's nothing that would necessarily link it to being more or less powerful, right? It, you know, if you're fighting skeletons, you're going to assume that skeletons are a low-level monster. If you're fighting a dragon, we all assume a dragon is a high-level monster, but there's nothing particular about elementals that would attach them to a particular power level, and therefore people want them to be more varied. Fundamentals eventually end up in Planescape, I believe, where they don't have the Batwing thing. They're just little blobblets of elemental power, which is sort of how I would run them. I don't see why they are the way they are. They're a fine idea. It's just a bit of an odd visual expression of that idea. Next, we go from the low to the high as we encounter the Gargoyle, comma Iron. Fundamentals are perfect low-level nuisance monsters for, you know, for an earlier party or just to kind of, like, give a sense of the theme, but the Gargoyle, comma Iron is a mincing machine. It is an extremely powerful, artificial, sort of quasi-mechanical metal construct. It's basically a killer robot. One of the things that's really interesting to me here is that the Gargoyle, comma Iron represents another example of like a walk back from the original gargoyle, because if you recall, one of the weird things about the gargoyle in the Monster Manual is that it is not a stone architectural feature. It's got a stone-like hide, but it's otherwise just a little devil-y monster, although I believe it's also not a devil, so... It's very strange that the word gargoyle, which refers to these kind of like monstrous-looking water spouts on medieval churches, does not refer to a stone creature or to the kind of creature that that sculpture was meant to represent, but a different kind of creature that looks like that. And then we ran into other types of gargoyle that were essentially attempts to sort of achieve the original concept. Here we have the Gargoyle Comma Iron as a big death robot, and it is, I mean, it's as hard as a coffin nail. It's got a bunch of different attacks, it's got very good AC, it's got lots of hit points, it's immune to lots of stuff, it breathes fire, etc., etc. I really like the description of the Gargoyle Comma Iron, which talks about the furnace heat of them, that they have this raging furnace burning inside them. You know, a bit like, this kind of combines the two concepts that are visually present in the Gargoyle Comma Iron, which looks like a devil, devils, hell, hell, fire, okay, great, and also it's made out of iron, iron machines, engines, you know, so it's like it has, like, a train engine's furnace burning in it, and I think that works really well. The Gargoyle Comma Iron is a very dangerous opponent, certainly an encounter for a party who are ready for a scrap. Scrap, iron, that's pretty good. But yeah, I don't know if this is intended to be like the pinnacle of some kind of gargoylian hierarchy. I don't think so. But it combines a powerful and dangerous combat opponent with a cool visual image and just like some threads of an aesthetic concept that run throughout the whole creature. So overall, I really like the Gargoyle Comma Iron. It can be tricky to make mechanical seeming monsters have a fantasy feel. You know, you don't want them to be too modern. You want to have, you know, a clankety old golem without it being too much like a robot. And I think that the Gargoyle Comma Iron does a good job of achieving that objective. All right, that is about all the monsters that we have time for this episode. If you have a favorite monster or something you'd like me to talk about, you can reach me on Twitter at GonzoHistory or by email, gonzohistory@gmail.com. To support Monster Man, just go to patreon.com/monsterman. Thank you to Ray Otis for designing the thumbnail image. Our introductory music is Solve the Damn Mystery by Jesse Spillane from the album Descent of the Goober Monster, used under a Creative Commons attribution license. Thank you again for listening, and please join us next time. In our next episode, we'll be looking at some more artificial constructs with the Golem and the Guardian Warrior and Horse right here on Monster Man, a show about monsters because monsters are great. Thank you for listening.